The ladies are on vacation. Jackie's scared of Dracula, and Duffy's scared of Tammy's goddamn fist. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You gotta
do the X's
like.
Right.
That part.
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy, DJ Jesse Jane, here in studio for the Basketball Wives LA AfterBuzz TV After Show. Unfortunately, Char cannot be with us here today. She's in Chicago celebrating something. Being fabulous, you know. Yeah. But that's fine, because we have two special guests in studio. We have Sir Dion Music.
Yes, darling. What's up?
Hey. You might have seen his fabulosity all throughout Basketball Wives this season.
Oh, yeah.
We also have the one and only, a dear friend, Daniel J.
Daniel, what's going on?
This motherfucker bitch sings, acts, fucking hosts, produce.
Well, you know. You just got to get it in.
And there we'll be here at AfterBuzz very shortly.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yes. I mean, this is just a little sneak peek.
Let's do it.
Preview. All right. Cut the fucking music. I can't. It's too ratchet. Y'all. So the girls, they're on their vacation. Mm-hmm. No one can find Tammy. They done woke up. They waiting for breakfast. Okay. Tammy is gone. She ain't picking up the phone.
Okay. First of all, Jackie was just team too much. I'm so sorry. Because when I saw it last episode, I was like, one of two things. Tammy asleep, not trying to be bothered. Got up early and did her own thing because Tammy wasn't trying to be bothered.
Or three, Tammy went and purchased a ticket and said goodbye.
Okay.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't gonna pay for no ticket.
Well, that's true.
She was gonna have production pay for a ticket if she was going home. I save my coins for things I want to do.
Now, Dion, you are friends with Jackie.
Yes.
So, how did you and Jackie become friends?
Oh man, that's a good question. I've been knowing her for 8 years. So, I started out in the scene doing my fashion styling and creative directing, and I always ran into Jackie. And every time I run into her, she's always sweet. She's always kind. She's not exactly what you see on television. Mm-hmm. She's total opposite of that. And she was just really, really calm and just like humble. And I loved her. So I was like, hey, girl, we got to be friends. And later on down the line, we continued to see each other at different events, and we just became really close.
What was your first Jackie pop-off moment that you witnessed in person? Like, oh my.
Oh my gosh. You know what? The first one was Angel Brinks.
Really?
That was the first one, to
In
be honest.
In 8 years?
Yes.
I'm not kidding. 5 year event?
Yeah, 5
oh,
year
Lord
anniversary.
Jesus.
Child.
Let's not even go down that road. But that was the first one I was like, okay. Like,
that's one hell of an introduction, because that was quite a show.
It was a show. It was definitely she.
Did you stay after Jackie left?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. You rode up with your girl.
That's right. You got to come in and leave. That's it.
In the situation where you, you know, we saw some of Jackie's friends attacking or going to speak to Angel Love. Mm-hmm. Aggressively. Mm-hmm. Where were you in that situation as far as like, okay, like, yeah, Angel, were you, did you, had you seen that Angel Love really wasn't trying to come for Jackie like that?
No, I saw what actually went down. I saw, you know, what anyone else didn't get a chance to see because it was edited. But I saw her do some things.
Angel Love did some things. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, but it is what it is. I mean, they're past it now.
So Angel Love didn't come in. All right, yes, you better put the tea down at the same time. Okay. So Angel Love didn't come in with that, you know, an smile. Innocent smile.
Smart. In the beginning, her first entrance was the entrance that you saw. And she was very pleasant, very kind. And Jackie was too. Jackie was introducing her to us. And, you know, it was just a cool environment, you know. But later on, some things went down and, you know. Jackie wasn't having it. But me, on the other hand, I was trying to keep the peace because I was like, look, I don't want y'all fighting. I want y'all throwing drinks. You know, so I was trying to keep the peace. But at the same time, I was like, just in case, because there was a lot of people in the room that are probably not Team Jackie. So I was like, okay, we have any issues, I'm here. And that goes for anybody.
Jackie.
So Jackie's how you met all the girls. She's the keyhole to.
Well, I mean, you run into
them
all the time.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I run into them all the time. And when you're in this type of scene, like you're doing creative directing, for me, it's a lot to go into, like fashion. And a lot of these girls are into fashion, so we run into each other all the time, different events and things like that.
All right. So back to this trip. So Tammy was knocked out,
cold,
just sleeping,
knocked out.
She's like, wait, was I supposed to be there?
Do we leave yet?
I was like,
She was like, give me 15 minutes to wash Miss McGillicuddy, honey, and I will be in the suite.
Now, okay, this was just a... it's just such a fun... It was just a fun moment because I love psychology. I love, like, people and just watch people watching. When Tammy came in the morning... There's two different... Britney Spears. There's only two types of people.
I can't with you.
The
right
ones
now.
That entertain. Tammy Roman came in and she was like, good morning, everyone. Yes. And the ones that observe, as Duffy is like...
Looking back, yeah.
Because when you really unbothered, you unbothered at the end of the day. And that's feel like, you know, I've met Tammy. I've had personal interactions with Tammy. And Shani, they're just not those girls. Like, at the end of the day, I have other things that I need to be bothered with. I've already let it be known I got an issue with you. And just you. And anybody that's associated with you that feels like they want to jump on your train. Outside of that, things are great. Let's go have a wonderful time in Portugal. And I'm here for it. I just feel like, what is she supposed to do?
It's like you came on the trip and you keep trying, she keeps saying like, you know, I'm the bigger person, you know, I want to be the bigger person. I want to be, you know, I don't want any of this drama. But if you see, like my thing is, I could see you feeling some sort of way if Tammy didn't come down.
Right.
Knowing you were there. But it's like, she's here. She's having breakfast time with you. Mm-hmm. Like she's not, may not having the conversation with you specifically, but now you got to get out your feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Age difference? Age thing? How young is Duffy?
Duffy's 27, 28, which makes no sense
in
to
millennial
me.
Years, though, that's I, like
no, I'm
17.
Sorry. I feel like this. If you're going around town and you're talking about you a boss and you this and you that and you so successful, then you need to act like that on all levels. You don't get to be that way when you choose to be or when it's convenient for you. Because my thing is, even when she was talking to Angel Love and she was like, well, I just, you know, I just want everybody to know. Girl.
Why are you saying that to Angel Love?
Number one. And then she would, well, I just know that Angel Love just really cared to act. No, Angel Love didn't, but you are over here by the side looking like a lost puppy. And she wants to know what the hell is going on. You know, and at the end of the day, I feel like Duffy is one of those people where she probably, you know, she spilled a little bit of tease when Malaysia and Brandy confronted her a few episodes ago about the whole jazz thing. Where, okay, we obviously you don't have the best relationship with your mama. So it's probably some validation that you kind of feel that you need and want and desire. But if you're unbothered, be unbothered.
Yeah, like, that's my thing. Like, especially when they went and sat down at the table, it was just like, girl, here's the mic. Here's the microphone. You're mad that the microphone is now in front of eight people.
Yeah.
But the microphone's only in front of eight people because you didn't want to deal with the situation beforehand.
And her story's inconsistent because at the table she said, I wanted to have a one-on-one with you. If you wanted to have a one-on-one with Tammy, you wouldn't have invited Malaysia.
Exactly. Yeah. Point blank, that's just always weird to me anyways. I don't understand any of this stuff. Like,
well, sometimes you need someone to kind of like be your, I don't know, like a cheerleader a little bit when you're dealing with someone. I think she's a little afraid. I think
cheerleaders are high school things. You know what I mean? Like,
even if she was on some grown woman, I need a buffer or I just need a mediator. Malaysia's not the one I would go to. I would go to Shani.
Yeah.
Because actually, Shani and Tammy are on the same level as far as age.
That's right.
She understands her more so. You know, as far as Malaysia and Tammy are concerned, that's more big sister, little sister. That's not peer level to me.
And I don't see Malaysia really being that balancing point. Whereas, like you said, with Shani, now I feel like Shani can be petty at times, but...
They all can. We all can.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Everyone can.
You know.
Yeah.
But I feel like she would feel... Like, okay, that's really respectful that you came to me. And in that situation, she wouldn't want Tammy to come out how she was looking in the episode tonight. Because Shani was like, Tammy, no.
No. So you can see Shani. No. Shani was like, girl, don't do it. Don't do it. Why?
Yeah.
Don't go there.
One of my favorite scenes was when they said, you got an 8-ball in your purse?
I can't. When they started asking that 8-ball all them questions, and that 8-ball, somebody blessed that 8-ball. Okay. That 8-ball was prayed over because all the questions that they asked throughout the episode, I was like, oh, this is... Yeah, okay, Jackie's gonna start some mess. Mm-hmm. She did.
Honey, the only mess she was starting was running around these damn streets saying Dracula gonna pop up. Okay. Somewhere. I'm looking at Jackie.
Let me tell you, honey.
I can't talk about Jackie because Jackie got mad at me. She blocked my ass on Instagram, so I can't just... Oh. She got tired of me going...
Oh, we love Jackie, but... You know what I mean? Jackie knows she'd be running around talking about Dracula.
And it's interesting. That's why people are talking about it. That's why the show is still, people are still talking about it.
Jackie is the show. That's right. Honestly, the next season of Basketball Wives should just be a spinoff of the Christies. Like, at this point. Because it's like, really, every other scene is boring. That's like, right. If Jackie's not spicing it up, if Jackie's not lighting something up.
Without
like,
her,
right now, Tammy and Duffy are doing it, but it's like, I don't want to really see Tammy, even though I do, like, the bad girls club in me wants to see it.
Yeah,
like, bad girls club. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the adult in me wants to Shawnee it. It's like, Tammy, girl, like,
hold
I feel
it.
You, because I've been but there a tried. Million times.
She tried. She did walk away.
She did.
She did.
No. Wait, we ain't there yet. Hold up. That walk away was a get, like, okay, wind up, boo. That was.
No, that walk away was, I'm going to give you time to calm your ass down.
I'm going
to
give you 10 seconds.
But she, we'll get there. So,
okay,
yeah. Duffy feels she might be excluded from the group, doesn't want to mess the trip up. And bitch, you're letting negative energy in. See, here's the thing. Like, I get it because we've been there. I've been there. You feel something because you can't control a situation. And because in your own right mind, you are a boss bitch. You can't control the situation. It's not a situation for you to control right now because it's another human being who you cannot control.
Correct.
I would question, actually, Duffy's relationship. I would like to know what she's like in a relationship, actually, after saying that. But the point of what I'm saying is, Duffy, is that you're making the trip. You're the only one on this trip being like, I think. By keep on putting out this out there that you think you're never going to allow. Hence why now you got Tammy at a table like, all right, bitch, what you got to say?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that Duffy is one of those people that, like I said before, she needs the attention. And she will manipulate a situation. I was on Instagram the other day and somebody tagged me in something that she posted about the whole her not making her son's graduation, where she did this clapback on social media saying that she did make it in Dallas at a private school that she paid for. Because the clapback was, I go to work, this is a job, and I go to work to make my money so that I could provide for my son. And for those of you who don't understand, I did make my son's graduation at the private school in Dallas that I paid for. And my thing was one of two things. Number one, if that is true, then you lied.
Yep.
Because you plainly said,
pulling the sympathy
I missed
string.
My son's graduation to be here, which means you wanted them to be on your side. You manipulated the situation. Now, number two is, if you didn't lie and you really did miss your son's graduation, you a dumb hoe. I'm sorry.
I mean,
because you're not the first mother in reality television that said, I'll get there later because I got to go to my baby's graduation.
Watch Wags. All the bitches do that. They just be like, no, I'm sorry. I don't even have kids, but I'm just going
to
stay home.
Yeah, I'm going to stay home. I mean, that's just like, I mean, I don't know. No one had to teach her that. Like,
and when I saw that comment that she made and I looked at this episode, I'm just like, you like to manipulate the atmosphere and the situation so that the girls...
She has that victimization.
Victim,
I would like to know, like, what happened to her in her past.
I'm
I feel like
interested.
I mean, not that I need, like, a VH1, where are they now, of her or nothing. You know what I mean? But, you know, at the end of the season where it's like, Duffy continues. Like, something like that.
I mean, I could do a little 30-second, you know, snippet of her talking to somebody that's relevant.
Throw a blog up there or something.
Yeah.
All right, so the lunch is freaking awkward as hell. Shawnee's tells everyone that her and Tammy heard the girls' conversation the night prior. Which, that was fucking hilarious.
It was, because it's something that I would have done. I'd have got a chair and sat my ass right in front of that door.
And waited for them to open. I wouldn't even ran down the hallway.
And my thing is, how you going to get mad? Like, it wasn't, number one, you didn't check to see if the door was closed. And number two, y'all loud as hell.
And number even three, if I wasn't at you're the door, only mad because they heard you talking shit. Because you were talking shit. And they heard that. So you're mad. If you were saying nothing, you would have been like, okay.
Okay, what's the problem? Right. Like, what's the problem? But, of course, they're not going to take that tone.
Right? Now, the one comment that Tammy gave at the table when she addressed Brandy, I kind of think that was out of pocket when she was like, first of all, it's not my pride. Because I think that what Brandy was saying, and Brandy doesn't have the best phrasing of ever, you know, in time. But I think what Brandy was saying was, whatever it is that's causing you to have the issue, put that aside for the girls' trip.
Yeah.
But like I said, Brandy don't always have the best phrasing.
I feel like she got anxiety because when
nor
she
does she have the best wig. I can't do that blonde hair.
Oh no!
I can't do the Portugal hair.
I just accept it at this point. Yeah, like I'm just like athletic. That's
let
her. You never have, like, you know what I mean? Right. Like sometimes you just have that friend. It's just like, go ahead, girl. It's fine. We can go. We gonna love you still, girl. You know, I mean, Brandy is my. She my favorite. Oh. Just kidding. Malaysians. So I Malaysia. Can't. I love. I live for Malaysia because Malaysia just looks high all the time. Malaysia pushes Duffy to talk to Tammy. Here's why you shouldn't have invited Malaysia to dinner, because look what she's doing. And you know what I mean? But at the same time, I get why Malaysia's doing it. Everyone's like, oh, this is so awkward.
Just get over it.
It's like, awkward. All right, let's just have the conversation.
That's right.
Like, yeah. Bitch, welcome to reality TV. You're going to get mad. Okay. What, have you watched anything? This is where it gets done. Hello, bitch, this is where Evelyn.
Press start.
Okay?
Yeah, right
now. Now, who's going to be Evelyn in the moment? Okay. You going to jump up with a wine bottle?
Throw some plates.
You gonna stand up and talk about loyality? What you gonna do? You gonna?
I think if Duffy come back, if she does come back next season,
let's pray that she don't.
She will come harder.
I don't see her coming back next season. I see her moving to, like, if she's gonna do reality, she's like a Bambi, like she'll be on
Love and What's that other little girl that was there for a season from Bad Girls Club? What's her name?
Megan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
She's. I feel like Duffy's a Megan.
Mm. I would pour one up, but I want to drink.
Well. But low key, I kind of feel, and this could be me digging and just creating in my head, probably. But I feel like Malaysia bringing it up is more so, I think for Malaysia, it was really shocking for her to find out, number one, that Duffy was a mom, and then to the whole thing of, you don't understand where Tammy's coming from. As a mother.
Yeah, because she Malaysia, did try to put that really in her face the other episode.
Malaysia, too. Despite all of the other crap, when it comes to Malaysia's kids, because people almost forget Malaysia is a mom.
Yeah. That's right.
Because she's like, no, this is, my kids are off limits completely. You know, but she's very serious about her kids. She's very active with her kids. So for Duffy to be like, number one, you missed your baby's graduation. I'm confused. And then not to understand the whole... In Tammy's head, she's protecting her daughter.
That's right.
How do you not understand that? Like, your issue is with her. You're saying, well, she shouldn't feel this way because I apologize to Jazz. If I were Malaysia, I would be looking at her like, okay, I'm really questioning your motherhood. Like,
motherhood. And then it's also just that kind of commentary. It's like, you chose to be on a ratchet reality TV show, Girls Trip, versus being with your child. Like, what's that mentality? Yes, but you got to put money on the table. But, like, what is that mentality? That is a certain type of mentality of a person.
Absolutely.
To select A over B. And it's just like I said, girl, like, I don't see you on this show next season. So maybe, like, Bad Girls Club, Love and Hip Hop, like...
So I kind of feel like Malaysia is, she will be the one to kind of poke and prod, not necessarily to be messy, but to put it out there. Because I think for her, she really wants to know, Duffy, what type of chick are you? Mm-hmm. And why does Brandy go so hard for you? Because I don't understand it.
I don't see it.
I don't understand.
And Malaysia's been consistent with that since the moment she met Duffy.
She's like, well, I don't really like Duffy. But
well, you know, I love Malaysia.
Best quote goes to Tammy. You know, funny because I heard you say, after Duffy said she has no problem. Now, Duffy, here's the thing, bitch.
You can't be out here. No problem.
You can't be out here saying you don't have a problem when you fucking literally walking around like someone done sucked a fart out your ass, like. And you talking to Angel Love.
I can't.
Like, so now you look like a bitch. Now you look like, I ain't scared of Tammy. Right. Now you look like you just sitting in the chair because you scared of Tammy. It don't look like you just sitting scared because you in the chair because you unbothered. It seems like you are very bothered because there was only one person in between you that's arm length away. Boo boo.
And that person was not about to go against Tammy. Sure on your way. She would have been like, "Ooh, I'm out. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't do this."
Okay.
She'd be like, pause. I did security.
Yo,
oh my God.
Tammy hit her with.
But Tammy, yeah.
Mm. This bitch hit her with the, you didn't want to beat my ass in front of my daughter. And I meant it. Why would you say that? Why would you say
if you're not going to bounce back? If you're not going to fucking bounce back, do not say
it. Because if you're going to say, and I meant it, bitch, you need to be like, and I meant it.
That's right.
Like,
yeah. And I think Tammy knew that. Because when she took off them glasses and was like,
that face.
She's not here. That, her entire, she was like,
I was like,
and she ain't here. This is your... That was your moment, Duffy. That was your moment to jump across that damn table and still get your ass whooped. But that was your moment.
That was your moment to take the stand.
To get your ass whooped. That was the moment to get your ass... I'm sorry. I just don't believe that Duffy could take Tammy. I don't. And Brandy knows she couldn't take
Tammy. I don't know. You never know.
Because Brandy knows. Brandy knows.
I've never seen Brandy fight. What do you think Malaysia could? Because I've never seen, but apparently Malaysia like put the hands down.
Here's what I think. When it comes to fighting in this order, it's Tammy, Malaysia, Brandy, maybe Jackie, Duffy, and who did I leave out?
Shawnee.
I don't think Shawnee is a fighter.
Yeah, I don't either.
As far
and Angel Love and Brinks are like...
No. They're not even relevant. I don't understand.
I'm so confused. Thank you, guys.
I don't understand.
Why?
Because I kind of feel like, Drea, you left your baggage. Come get it.
Oh my God, Drea's on like two like, points on the million and left Angel Brinks on this show. Girl, Angel looks scared.
You
in
left
every
your carry
scene.
On the plane. I need you to come claim it. Angel baggage look, claim. Come claim your clutch.
It's damn rodent done found its way up on it with the baggage. I love Angel Love though. I can't. Angel Brinks, I don't know about you, but.
I mean, I love them both. They're both sweet girls, but it's just like this. No. Like, Drea left her baggage and then the baggage had a child. I don't understand. So when I look at them in regards to the overall totality of the show, no.
I mean, this show just needs it. Like I said, it just needs to be okay. We good. Everyone's good. Everyone's good. Everyone got their coin. Okay, we're you done? And Jackie can have a season. If that does well, then we can move on from that.
But I do believe that Brandy, deep down, Brandy knew that Tammy would whip Duffy's ass, which is why she got up her. And was like,
"Yo." They got up so quick.
Everyone and was in unison. In unison. When Tammy came. Ooh, let's just go from the beginning of that moment.
Yes.
Do you have anything before we get into that moment?
Because that moment.
Well, yeah, so here it goes. So then she said, well, she's not here. Duffy says, well, look, I'm far past it.
But you're not. We you're know not. You're lying. We know that you're lying.
Yeah.
We know that you're lying.
Then Duffy starts getting upset at Malaysia. You're upset because... You're caught. You're in the
She's
situation
upset with the wrong person.
Yep.
Here's what this is what I couldn't do in her confessional with that horrible, horrible ass wig. I just. Her hair options. Dallas, I am so sorry that she is repping you as hard as she is, because she's making all you hoes look really bad. I mean, it's 2016. Nobody's rocking those dry-ass finger waves.
Nobody's perfect.
And damn sure she's not rocking them wigs.
The finger wave one, I'm just like, girl, Nene.
And then the penguin, the Gotham penguin little thing that she tried to do with the little point. I was like, no, this is not it. But I digress.
I'm looking like Mega Man.
In her confessional, I can't with you, I'm done. In her confessional, when she
fucking
said,
Rita from Power Rangers.
I can't, she said something about, I can't, I'm over it, but I'll deal with it when I want to deal with it. And I'm like, if it's brought on the table, it's brought on the table. She's not meeting with you one-on-one. The only way that you're going to resolve this is in a group.
But at least say that. Even if that's what you're thinking,
say it. Put it
be
out
like,
there.
Tammy, I'm not doing this here with you. If you want to have a grown-ass woman conversation
Let's
with
go
me,
over here.
We can go over here and have that conversation. But don't sit up here and say,
I'm good.
No.
But you're not good. You're not really good.
Because now, you a bitch. Now you down here. Now you sitting, scrubbing my motherfucking feet, bitch. And now, like Tammy said at the next situation, she said, I don't have to have the conversation with you now.
That's
you
right.
Had your moment. You had your chance.
And I'm done. Like, at that point.
No more talking.
No more
at all.
Honey,
at
she
all.
Said, no more talking. All right, before we get to the beach day, though, they play a cute little situation of truth and dare. My favorite part.
It.
I only want to bring this up.
I can't. What? I already...
Because I died. At, no, it's. I don't think
Which
it's
one?
That.
What?
At Tammy when Duffy had to do the dare. Tammy was yes. Like, first of all, I don't even want to hear this bitch. I don't even want to hear this bitch.
Damn.
And then when she heard the dare, she woke up out of her fake sleep and was like,
Shawnee's face killed me,
Shawnee
though. She was like,
wah, wah.
Wait, what?
What?
When you do a dare, can it at least be interesting?
Then Jackie out here fucking with the areolas and painting a hairy bush on the fucking tiles. Like, why? Okay, your friend.
Yeah.
What is the... Is she going through menopause right now? Like, why is it just so...
Is there like a lesbian fetish she had and she never like...
Experience it.
See, that's what happens when you talk dirty trash.
I wasn't talking dirty trash, but she's really like obsessed
with the
female body.
Well, I think she's really in tune with herself, and I think that
so when she draws that's her body.
Well, I don't think it was her body that she drew. I think she was just thinking of
Tammy said it was a self-portrait.
Yeah.
No, but we're like, for real, the sexual thing, like, has that always been her? I think
she's
just
always, yeah, that's her all day. Like, she's very in tune with, you know, sexual, you know, desire. She's very in tune.
I mean, she wrote a book about it, didn't she?
Yeah, she wrote a book about it.
Was it her and Doug?
Mm-hmm. Duffy, Lord have mercy. Her and Doug.
I was like, wait, her and Duffy got a book? Wait a minute, now I understand. Child.
Honey, no, Duffy, let that sound like she needs some dick.
Fetish and achieved. She was like, shit.
No, but I think that she's just comfortable with herself and her sexuality, and she's able to express it. And I mean, I'm able to express it. Everyone is able to express, but people are afraid to say certain things that Jackie
says. But what is her obsession with? I get being comfortable in your own, and yes, this is my body. I love it. I can talk about. But it seems like her obsession is with everybody else's titties and everybody else's Miss McGillicuddy.
I think she was doing like a Girls Gone Wild type trip.
Yeah, because she was like, I want everyone naked.
You know, like, it's just having fun. She's not really saying
the 40 plus version.
Let me see you take off your clothes.
Oh, because no, I don't.
We get to beach day. Jackie, poor Jackie, just trying to get everyone drunk.
Yeah.
10 a.m. Everyone's like,
oh. Girl, we ain't there yet. We're not ready.
But Duffy was.
And where was this beach? I felt like they were in the Skid Row of beaches. I was like, all of Portugal, and y'all get this raggedy.
First, I think they went on the wrong day.
It was cold to me.
Yeah, so it was.
I was watching
like,
it. Had to wrap
with
myself
all them
up.
Umbrellas. I'm like, really? Y'all tried it with the umbrellas.
It almost looked like they went to Coney Island. I was like, okay.
Like, we had to get a pickup shot. We didn't get to the beach, so we're gonna go to Coney Island and reshoot this. Santa Monica. You see the Santa Monica pier in the back. All right. So Duffy and Tammy. So Duffy says, "You know what? I don't have any problems. Again, I don't have any problems." Well, you know what? Actually, I feel like you've been lying about the story, because I feel like I hear from everybody else that you keep with all these inconsistencies.
I would have been okay if she would have said, I feel like. But that raggedy hoe said, you lied to all of these girls about the situation that happened with Jazz. And when she said that, I paused my computer and almost broke it. Because I was like, bitch, wait a minute.
Why would you say that?
Not only why would you say it, bitch, it's not true.
It's just like
the only time that Tammy gave a different account of the story was when she was talking to Reggie. But every single lady that she told was exactly what we saw on that episode.
Yeah. And of course you're gonna say that to Reggie, because that's a man. She don't want to look like a crazy girl.
In front of boo, you can't. Yeah,
Beyonce obsessed. She ain't
and plus he know who the hell she is. Right. And she ain't gotta go there.
She just want him to know, you know what I mean? In case I am pregnant.
It was Brandy in Malaysia, the one that put the little extras on it, talking about, you know, apparently you got in, you know, in Jazz's face. But that's not what Tammy said. Tammy never told, because when Tammy told Malaysia and Jackie, she never said that she got in her face. In Jazz's face. She said that she addressed Jazz and said X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like...
And I mean, Tammy did own up that she put her hand, grabbed her and put her hands on her. My thing, Duffy, is just like, again, like tones. Like, here, you want to, if you really want to resolve the issue and you want to keep going around, like, I'm the bigger person. Like, she's older than me, but I'm the big, if you want to be the bigger person, then in that moment you say, I felt like you were telling people this. I felt like in the moment I was being shaded. I felt like. But you've never said any of that to her. And that's what bothers me, is like, you've never expressed yourself. You just went on this attack thing, which makes me feel like, why were you on the defensive from the beginning? Because you weren't doing it. You weren't doing what you were supposed to. And maybe you were doing it, but you weren't being professional. You weren't doing the things you were supposed to be doing. It's the reason Kenya Moore did not do Cynthia Bailey's motherfucking eyeglass commercial, because she was not on point. Maybe she had the two specs. However, the bitch wasn't at the motherfucking meeting.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, when you got to handle your business, girl, you make sure you handle your business. And you did it, and you were upset because on national television, your skirt got lifted up, and you wasn't wearing panties on a Sunday, girl. It's okay. Just own it.
My mother used to say, handle your business or your business will handle you. Tammy is Duffy's business, and her business will handle her.
So Tammy's done stepped up. She said, let me do the one-way walk for y'all.
She was counting down.
She had to collect herself.
Look here.
She was counting down.
Power
wheels. She was like,
gee, what can I say about my girl Tammy? I've been following Tammy since Real World. in all her endeavors, child. When that girl got up and walked the hell away, the applause in my spirit.
Okay.
I was like, girl. This is work. Yes. This is work, progress. And evolution, progress and growth. She got her drink. Okay. She got her clutch.
Yes.
And she walked far.
And she walked did. A good distance like, to I thought the opposite turn side the corner. Of that damn deck. But when Duffy couldn't shut her ass up and she kept coming with that liquid courage that Jackie was feeding her with that goddamn basard. She said, oh, bitch, okay, okay. I got to understand.
So what you say?
No, I didn't hear a goddamn thing you said. Excuse me.
Okay.
Because when she did an about face and she did that little dancer's pivot and said, oh, I'm at the end of the runway. I can turn around and go back.
Mm.
Okay, we can. Hold on. Let me take off my shades because it's expensive. Mm. And, you can't afford to replace them.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
She didn't even give her
but
that.
But she didn't even...
She just went across the table and was like, yeah, like... Let me finish my runway walk with a...
And what pissed me off was Duffy when she said, I don't need to say it again because you heard me. That to me, that was a bitch move. Like that, you solidified your bitchness me. Because it was like, anything I say once, I will say twice. Three times, bitch, if you didn't get it the first time. Do you understand me? Mm. With no qualms about
bitch,
it.
Bitch, I'll write it on the motherfucking with chalk.
Okay.
Do you need two tablets like
you
Moses
need me
did?
To text you. Yeah.
Okay.
We will carve bitch, that bitch in stone.
I will put you in
I
braille,
can't.
Bitch. Like, and that's my thing. Again, now that this is the third time we've had to talk about this. Here you are. Again, you have an issue. And now when she confronts you with it. Oh, no, I'm good. Oh, when she charges back around, girl, you're going to sit with that one hand arm back like...
Yeah, she was still sitting
bitch,
there.
Bitch, you ain't Rihanna. Bitch, better have her fucking receipts. And you didn't. You let your fake-ass sister stand up in front of you.
When Tammy cut that corner on that table, honey, I Malaysia, Brandy, Jackie, and Shiny in unison knew what time it was. Because Shiny got up and said, no, Tammy, we talked about this. Brandy got up and was like, no, God. Tammy, no. Malaysia was like, now, come on. I don't know where the angels went.
I don't remember them.
I feel like Jackie just vanished out of nowhere because she was at the she was at that corner where Duffy was. And when Tammy got up, I was like,
Did Jackie jump off the railing?
Did she jump off the side?
Jackie was under the table with Bossard. Like,
Jackie was like, no, I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting hit.
She was like, I've already done this once and my lip got busted. Yeah. I'm not doing it again.
My favorite scene.
I don't have no band-aids. This go round.
You're not going to get close to my face.
Angel loves, she a paramedic. She a nurse, so she was like, let me
step back. She's too pretty.
And I mean, Angel Love didn't need to be involved. Angel That's Brinks, right. We know she was just scared. Angel Brinks was like, what's
Angel Love could have been involved. After Duffy got her ass whooped and needed medical attention.
But that's why I said
you stand by the side. She was you stand on the side. Yeah, you stand by. When she's not moving, that you can come on in.
That's right. Because Tammy was moving.
But when Brandy jumped in front of that girl, and then I was like,
it was a good moment for take everything out of it. For Brandy, I appreciated that because I always love when the friend actually stands up, not like an Angel Brinks move everyone was coming at Angel Love, that kind of thing, like, you know what I mean, like when your friend is being attacked. And so I appreciate, and Brandy did bring Duffy into all this,
so she was protecting her.
She tried.
Hit in I'm all for Brandy protecting her girl. You support right. Brandy girl, Miss Brandy Maxiel, yes boo, do you boo boo, that's what you were supposed to do. But you knew, had you not been there with your 5'10" ass, Duffy got her ass handed to her.
No. Fuck Brandy. It was motherfucking Vin Diesel holding Tammy back.
Okay.
And Tammy was looking at his face like she was going to bite his fucking leg, motherfucker.
She told the producer to let him go.
No, yeah, I'm really surprised. Now. I can't even imagine, because I've been real mad before. So, like, I can imagine that moment that face-to-face of the fact that my elbow is not in your fucking nose right now.
She looked at him, and the look on her face said...
And he knew.
I'm going to set you on fire if you don't let me go.
He was like...
I'm going to set you on fire. Sir.
This bitch was doing American Horror Story, right? And I'm like...
She was not having it.
Croatoan! No. I was like, wait a minute.
Okay. Yo, but
when they did that replay back when Shawnee did pull her braid, though, I was like,
Shawnee in Malaysia.
No.
Shawnee in Malaysia. Malaysia's the one that she's like, kind of like, attacked a little bit. She was like, listen, honey, these are braids are tight. I'm trying to get this bitch. You need to
but
let
when
me
they
go.
Did that little clip back, if you see, Shani goes for her hair.
Right.
And Tammy elbows yeah. Shani.
No, Tammy didn't give a fuck.
She was who like, grabbed her, who touched her. She didn't give a fuck. Like, she was like,
So you got Brandy protecting Duffy. You got Shani in Malaysia trying to grab at strings. You got two or three security guards holding Tammy's down. And then that's when Duffy wants to swing and still missed.
Mm-hmm.
Duffy, who taught you how to fight, baby?
I gotta say, Tammy is such a... she's just so relatable. Like, that character of, like, we're all trying to do better in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there comes that one motherfucker.
That wanna try that your ass.
A sword in the stone, bitch.
Mm. It's that moment where you kind of have to look at the person and be like, Jesus, be a fence and electric one, because I'm about to
but
kill her.
What bothered me about the whole thing was that I hated, I don't know if this was an editing thing, that they talked about the pregnancy right before that. Because it's just
it
like...
It made Tammy look...
Yeah.
Like, why? If you find out that you're pregnant or if you think you're pregnant, why would you want to fight?
Yeah. Well, especially because it's such a like we've been on this storyline yeah, and like this is a very important thing, like you don't want to fuck that up, and like just how hard she went,
right.
Which makes me question she already knew she wasn't really pregnant, and that's where some anger stemmed from.
I can't say that because they had the conversation.
There's no way she was madder at Duffy than her being pregnant. There's no way that I can't believe.
But you
that.
Also have to understand, it's not just a Duffy thing. The core of Tammy's anger is the fact that it stems from Jazz, who is her daughter. So it's still very, for Tammy, it is still very much a daughter defending and protecting her daughter, her offspring from the lies and from the non-sincerity of somebody else.
Yeah, I mean,
It's not just, and I think that's what people kind of get mixed up, is they think, oh, Tammy's this grown-ass woman, she shouldn't be fighting, Duffy's younger, this, that, and other. At the end of the day, the reason why Tammy is upset, which she said at the dinner before they even got to Portugal when she was talking to Brandy, Jazz is 19. She might not be all the way there right. to understand the naivete of somebody faking an apology to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So for Tammy, it's still my child that I'm defending. It's still, I'm still in mama mode. Her possibly being pregnant, I mean, at that point, she missed her period. So even if she was pregnant, if they took the test and it was a false positive, I mean, there's nothing that can happen really at that stage, at those few early weeks where she's necessarily going to lose anything.
No, that's not right. I don't care if you think you're pregnant or you think you are, you may be pregnant. The word was I might be. So therefore, you need to be taking care of yourself. You should be a little bit more chill.
Because then, to me, I look at it in the same aspect of like, Duffy, you chose this over going to your kids. Like,
exactly.
It's like you've by saying that and doing that, you're putting yourself in that same box as that. I
and
get
she
the
could,
under,
she could have possibly
with Jazz
t- because
too.
They did before her and Shani left. They said she did say I want to take a pregnancy test
tomorrow
with you.
Yeah. Which is why I'm like, it could all be editing too, because it may not have happened.
You never know what sequence it was in, but still, if it was in that sequence, I agree with you.
Because it was just like, so aggressive. Like, it's like, the anger inside of her was just like, exactly. I've been watching Tammy since The Real World, you know what I mean? But like, that anger, and when this bitch ran, and what I'm so mad at, because I really wanted it, like them to like really put the cream on Duffy's bitch assness, was I really was hoping like, she ran after Duffy and Duffy was running away. Because I was like, when they kept showing that clip, I was like, if Duffy is running from this bitch, I'm done. I will put me in a motherfucking casket, close it, motherfucker put the dirt on me with a rose. I'm finished. I'm not even finishing the season out.
The icing for me was when they was holding Tammy and Duffy was walking by still talking shit. I was like, Duffy, I don't have anything for you. And I understand that these shows are not 100% of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. But I've seen enough edited shit that you've put on camera where if I ever met you in person,
I think she was in between trying to be the Duffy that everyone knows in her hometown,
Oh, I was about to be like,
in her hometown, her friends and family probably close to her. In her real life, she probably is, that boss bitch and probably would clap back. But in
which
a situation,
means everybody has to be under 25.
In a situation where you're dealing with Tammy, and you are scared, but you don't want the world to know that you're scared. So she's popping off just so her words can possibly be caught up in the edit. I don't know. But she just, her energy and her vibe gives off something totally different than what she says out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She should get that under control before she reaches 30. Because...
Mm. Well, they say when you turn 30, nothing changes. That's it. You're stuck. So...
Ooh, God, she has
2 years, right? 2 years?
Dang. Yeah, I think she... Well, she, I don't know when her birthday is, but... Mm. During the show, she was 27.
Well, look, you know what I mean? Reality TV may not be for you, girl. Just be a really good DJ.
And Amber Rose's cousin. Go ahead.
Is she?
Yes. Wow. They're related.
They same head shape. Okay. All right.
She DJ'd her slut walk that she just had.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
All right. On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Before we get into predictions, Daniel J, rumor has it that tea has spilt. Yes. Who's leaving next week?
So VH1 released a little blog article saying that Duffy was the one that went home.
She chose to go home? Did they say
it doesn't say that she chose to go home. I'm guessing that at the end of the day, it was a Jackie and production decision. But being that Tammy is more of a main character on the show... VH1 said that Duffy was the one that left, but they didn't give a reason as to why, and they didn't say whether or not it was her decision, whether it was Jackie's decision. They just kind of left it open for the next episode because of Jackie's comment saying that the decision has already been made. Mm. So that part is a mystery, which is irrelevant. I'm just happy that Duffy was the one to go. But then I also kind of feel like if Duffy was the one to go, but Brandy, you stay? She was like, okay, girl, you go ahead back to L.A. I'm going to finish out Portugal, though.
Okay.
you have a nice flight, boo.
Sister.
Okay. I'm going to take my trip away. Okay. Mm. I'll protect you from the beast, but I'm not going
to. But I'm not leaving early.
No.
And then Jackie's going to get her surprise wedding out there, and that'll be
cute. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
All right. So what you got going on now? I know you got some tea going on with some of these ladies.
No tea. You have to just watch. Stay tuned.
I mean, you know what I mean? I hear some stories. Ooh. That there might be something in the works.
Like what?
Girl, I don't know. Like there might just be some cameras filming with some known basketball wives, some past basketball wives. You just be running around here with some people. Mm-hmm. No?
Mm-hmm. Just running, honey.
He said whatever he said. I cannot confirm nor deny.
So where can everyone stalk you?
You can stalk me at Dion Music, DionMusic. That's all over everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my website and my blog. And just keep watching TV.
How you doing? Yeah. Boom.
That part.
You got something in the works.
Yes, honey. Let's go.
Shit, I want to share. That's fine.
Keep it under wraps.
Yeah. Daniel, what do you think is going to happen next week?
I think it's going to be probably a semi-filler at the end of the day. Yeah. Because I think the wedding will probably be the biggest thing that happens. I think that we'll definitely, the conversation with Shawnee, Tammy, and Jackie will probably take up, you know, some time.
Yeah.
I don't really see anything happening in next week's episode aside from the whole Jackie thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like the beginning, first 10 minutes will be cute, and then it's like, oh.
It'll definitely be filler. And the majority of it will probably be the catch up from this episode. Like that whole running and chasing and that whole will probably take up most of the episode.
Mm. Have you been to one of Jackie's re-wedding things that she be doing?
Actually, yeah.
Are they very grand?
Yes, darling. She does everything, honey. I was supposed to be at this one, but...
Wait a minute. Why did you let this bitch wear that motherfucking mermaid-ass turtleneck dress?
What mermaid? Oh! First,
we got 60 seconds. Let's go.
No. You know, she was trying to be a good friend and help Angel Brinks and wear her brand. You know, you go into a party, then you wear it, you know? So, I had nothing to do with that. I was like, no, we
And she designed it. She told Angel what she
wanted. You know
what,
though? As a gay man, I do not allow no one to be walking out looking like...
Well, I didn't see her.
Oh, okay.
Until you got there. I got there. And
well, she was in her bra and
panties. We did plan to have another outfit, but, you know, they wanted her to wear that. Like, they requested that Jackie wear one of Angel Brings dress. So, you know.
Did you look at Jackie at any point and be like, girl, like, why would, you know what I mean? Like, or would you think it was kind of set up a little bit? Like, could have been tainted with to not fit correctly or.
Maybe. I do believe that. Jackie likes, you know, the turtleneck. She loves the long, and she wears it all the time. But the design is always a little bit more expensive,
mm-hmm.
And the fabric is a little bit more expensive. But when you wear cheap stuff and you have a really great...
Ooh, Shay, how's it? But she said she wanted that the whole dress to be that material in the episode where we see it now. I don't know what happened behind the scenes.
It's not true, because anything that Angel Brinks make is always have bling on it or some sparkle. You know, and Jackie is normally wearing black or very settled colors. So Jackie went out of her element for her friend to wear something that she designed, quote unquote. You know, so.
Well, I mean, it was either what's his Brinks's name? Brinks or the damn Angelina that came out. Fucking the sewing woman was.
Hey,
my fucking dress. Fucked it up.
Although I will say this, Jackie, now you are old enough to know you always have a backup fabulous dress.
Oh, we did. But what's the point of putting it on when you're
right? Jackie's trying to give a show, honey. She had it this episode. I just think it's hilarious that Love and Hip Hop Basketball Wives got this version of the party, and then you go on World Star and see Angel Brinks. Like, it was this whole nother thing. Like, was this even in the same fucking venue?
Like, is this the same night? I don't know.
What happened to the commotion before that? No one caught that.
They made it look really pretty on television too. Like, they really dolled it up. Like, it looked really good on television. Very good.
The shade. Where's my umbrella? I can't. What? I can't. Palm trees.
Like, you're making it seem like there were carnations on the table, like, and it was, like, photoshopped in red roses. They're painting the roses red. All right, y'all. We love you guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can hit me up everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Yes, Dion Music.
You can catch me on all social media at Daniel J.
Boom. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.